Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
First, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Tadhg McNally in the Irish Examiner reports that RTE has saved a total of €2.2 million since introducing cost-saving measures last August, including a hiring freeze and cuts to personnel costs. New documents provided to the Public Accounts Committee show a total saving of €5.9 million due to a reduction in personnel costs. However, these savings were offset by a charge of €7.1 million from the Department of Social Protection scope investigation into bogus self-employment at the national broadcaster. The figures come just days ahead of a new funding model for RTE is to be formally announced, with the TV licence set to be retained alongside multi-annual funding for the broadcaster. The plan would make RTE unique among state bodies, and the deal will be viewed as a compromise, with the multi-annual funding likely to be seen as a win for Media Minister Catherine Martin. Charlie Taylor in the Business Post reports that Intercom has completely jettisoned plans to relocate to new headquarters in Earlsford Terrace in Dublin. The company, which in 2019 agreed a deal to pre-let the entire Cadenza building, has decided instead to remain at its current offices in St. Stephen's Green. The move is not unexpected, as Intercom last year leased half of the Earlscourt Terrace building to KKR and recently relocated to Indeed's former offices on St. Stephen's Green. It cited high fit-out costs as the reason for opting against moving to the Cadenza building, and there was still an assumption that the company would move to the premises at some point. Fergal O'Connor in the Irish Independent reports that the airport bus provider Aircoach has quietly cancelled up to a third of its timetabled bus services on some popular routes in recent days amid a brewing row with its drivers. Drivers represented by SIPTU have been working under protest since July 6, the trade union confirmed. The drivers claim that Aircoach has unilaterally imposed major changes to the rosters without agreement, according to a SIPTU spokesman. But he insisted the drivers were not involved in any industrial action or a work to rule. When contacted, Aircoach, owned by the multinational First Group, apologised to passengers impacted by the past fortnight. The bus company blamed the ongoing problems on an industry-wide shortage of drivers. As this is a temporary operational issue, we do not believe we are in contravention of the terms of our NTA licences on the impacted routes, said the spokesman. The NTA declined to comment.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.